The voting centers allow anyone to drop off one of these green ballots or to vote in person, irregardless of their zip code.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you, folks? It's been a little while. I'm still recovering from October. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, live through Facebook, because that's how we broadcast. We've always broadcast live, so we will always continue to broadcast live. And the other way you can listen to the show is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Podbean and any platforms. Basically, all you got to do is type in Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia or any combination of those words, and then you can download that podcast. We're 11 years strong, and I love it. I still love it, and I'll tell you a little bit about what happened. Let me go through it a little bit. October in Salem is finally over. Now, I will tell you this. I enjoy Salem in October. I am a tour guide. I'm on the night tours. I'm on the day tours. I'm on the weekend tours. I've been doing corporate work. I've been doing stand-up. So I've been busy doing everything. But I will tell you that it was a long month. The month started in September. That's how long it's been. It's just like so long. And a lot of people have been coming to Salem. We got 100,000 people the Saturday before Halloween, which was insane. And I'll be honest with it. Some of the people, Salem was really cool for a long time because you're like, oh, I can only go there and I can only see this. And now it's got some nights, not every night and not every person, but there is some aspect of carnival to it. Not so much carnival, but carnival, you know, so it is getting a little bit of a, you know, carnival aspect, sideshow, you know, and it's not just the people coming in, and that's the honest truth. It's some of the attractions now, and there is still a lot of good quality stuff here, but a lot of it is, hey, come over here. I'll tell you about this haunted house, and I'll tell you about this, and I'll tell you about the witches, and it's just all this stuff. And let's just say the bloom is a little off the rose, not much. So, but I'm glad it's kind of done, and we made it through a season, and everything's great. Christmas Carol. I don't know if you see it by the calendar on the wall. Today is November 1st. No, is it? Yeah, is it? It is. I don't even know what day it is. It's November 1st, and there are only 25 days until we start the Christmas Carol. So this is the last day I can shave because I had a corporate gig today, this afternoon down in Foxborough, which the lovely people, philanthropic event. They were building stuffed animals for children, which, oh my God. But it's one of these things, like she started talking about the kids, and I zonked out. Because I was like, she was describing like these children with cancer. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm like, I've had a rough month. My emotional stability is a little shaky. Like, certainly, you know, I'm not going to cry when I see a Kleenex commercial, but I'm close. So that's done. Christmas Carol's coming up. You may say, Mark, what's next? Well, you know what's next is a couple weeks off. A couple weeks off during the day. I'm going to catch up, admin stuff, do some stuff around the house. I'm going to allow my face to just produce hair. Let me take my first break. And because it is, this coming Tuesday is Election Day. So I asked our Radio Irregardless political correspondent, Greg Bogus, to be my guest for tonight's show. So stick with me through the break, and we'll be right back, and I'll bring up Greg Bogus, political correspondent. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back. This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and if you're visiting Salem this holiday season, then come see me in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol on the Salem Trolley. Just go to salemtrolley.com, click the special tours link, and buy the tickets. There are still plenty of shows, so I'll get to torment all of you, but feel free to pay for the tickets and not show up, because less bodies, more money. So until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you all a humbug.
Hey, this is Greg Bogus calling from the hills of New Hampshire. When I'm napping or throwing snowballs, I'm listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I think I got Greg Bogus on the line.
From a high desert in the great American Southwest. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So I'm trying to get you on the video screen. I can't see you. So it doesn't matter. It's a phone call anyway. So, Greg, thanks for being part of the show. Once again, the returning guest, Greg Bogus. And folks, if you ever want to find out what Greg is up to, it's super easy. You can type him, you can find him on Facebook. He's at Greg Bogus. Now, the Bogus is a little difficult to spell. It's not your typical Bogus. It's B-O-G-G-I-S. And if you want to follow him on Instagram, that's even easier. He's at Bogus, B-O-G-G-I-S, news. So how are you, Greg? It's been a little while. We just worked together, what, like, what was that?
Fairly recently.
Yeah, the one in New Hampshire. Wasn't that the fundraiser?
Was it a Chunkies? Was it a fundraiser? What the hell was it?
No, it was with me, you, and Jody Sloan, and I ended up middling because everybody knew Jody.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it was like a school fundraiser or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and they said don't swear. And now with the election, you and I, we talked in the pre-show. It was a whole bit we were going to do. I didn't do it. I didn't do it at all. Because in this, it's a weird thing because you're trying to be funny because we're comedians. Yes. We try to be funny. And with everything being hyper.
Yeah. These are weird times.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard times. Like just what's going on in the Middle East right now. I find it very, very hard to dig deep and find humor and that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, I'm a bit of a fucking hack, and I just can't, my brain just doesn't want to work that hard to try to make awful stuff funny.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, that's our job. Our job is to make things funny, and politically nothing is funny. And if you do anything political, then it turns into, I hate you. Fucking die. How dare you?
Right.
You know, and you're canceled.
Getting hate email from QAnon and Antifa.
I know. Can we agree on something? Just the one thing. But this is a hard year. I'm part of the process anymore.
Who is like, we, Mark?
Yeah, I know. Like the Americans
Who
are
really
part of the process.
We?
So a new Speaker of the House was elected. That was a shit show.
What was his name?
Was it Greg? No, it's Greg Johnson.
It's Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson. I think
Mike Johnson. Yeah. Right.
Could you be any more, unrecognizable?
I think he actually could be AI. They just came out today that he doesn't have any bank accounts.
What?
Like, really? What? Yeah, that sounds like he may be AI. He's actually.
Wow. Is he?
I think he is. in the Matrix.
How do you not? Well, wait a minute. Nate, see, here's the thing. I understand in 2023, you know, especially coming off of Salem's tourism, nobody carries cash. So I understand he doesn't have an account. But what's it? He's got to have some social media, something.
I really don't know.
OnlyFans.
He's from Louisiana. I mean, Jesus.
He's probably, you know, and that would be
like the last guy that was going to be a speaker from Louisiana was Bob Livingston, and he got basically run out of town by Larry Flint.
Yeah,
found out that he was, I don't know, swingers clubs or something like that.
Really? Oh, see, I would have elected.
Oh
that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was that. He came in after Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich kind of got run out of town after being. He pushed the impeachment on Clinton and it kind of backfired. The Republicans lost seats, and then they tried to bring in him, and like I said, he got flinted. Larry Flint had this, you know, report that basically it outed some gay guys, and then this Livingston cat who was going to be speaker had, you know, like I said, you know, back then, you know, BDSM leanings or whatever. Now I assume that would be something that would make him much more qualified.
Yeah.
But then they settled on the consensus, which ended up being Dennis Hastert, which God, we know what happened with that guy. Yeah.
It's just crazy. But that was the same thing that was going on at the house. Everybody's like, well, Jim Jordan's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then was like, no, well, fuck it. If he can do it, I can do it. And there was like 30 names.
Oh, man, Jim Jordan, that guy.
Here's the thing. Oof. Jim Jordan, I might agree with some things he said. If he didn't fire it out of a cannon, Jim Jordan will order food like this. No, 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 I'm sure it comes with side salad. I'm sure it does, but I don't want it. I don't fucking want a side salad. You know what I want? Oh, potato God. Salad. I don't know. What's wrong with potato salad? Like everything... Like he's mad about everything, and on the other side, it's falling apart too. It's both sides. So, how are you keeping up with it? I mean, you must like I yeah, watch it barely, and I can't deal with it. But that's yeah, your like that's your job.
And it is a little bit weird there. Like you know, New Hampshire still has the first in the nation primary, but it's kind of buckling. You know, because. Trump kind of didn't do the retail politics back in 2016 and 2020 in New Hampshire. You know, it did a couple of high profile visits, but very little of the actual retail politics that New Hampshire is known for. And then I think Biden isn't going to be in the ballot. I think he may have just forgotten to. So it's basically a break. The Democrat strategy is to say, hey man, these two states have had a monopoly on the primary for a long time, and they're not overly representative of America. Ohio, Iowa, which is the first caucus, which is a weird like hyper political thing there, and it's just a like the party stalwarts that get together and kind of you know mash up who's going to be doing it.
Political Comic-Con
primary where everybody can right exactly. And New Hampshire at least is a primary where everybody gets to vote, and New Hampshire voters are pretty serious. And did take it serious, but you know, part of me is like, yeah, you know, I don't know, maybe some traditions and some things don't last forever, you know.
I would agree.
Like I said, I've always appreciated it, but you know, maybe times do change, and maybe it is better that they're fronting up, you know, a place like Nevada, which I think has a pretty, you know, a large population and a pretty diverse population in South Carolina, which is also, you know, much more in tune with what the Democratic Party base is. But so anyhow, so I did actually go see Chris Christie a couple weeks ago, and I really did just go because I figured it was like a town hall with a buffet, and I'm like, oh, it's Chris Christie, so the buffet is going to be fucking outstanding.
Of course it will be. Chris is like, I'm running against Trump's a criminal. Trump's a criminal. Have you tried the chicken? The chicken on the
and a charcuterie board with dip. And then let's see, some meatballs, wings.
No, it wasn't. Really?
I swear to God. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
So I went back like six times.
That's so funny. You meet, I go, how you doing? I'm Chris Gray. Do me a favor, pass me one of those wings, because it's good. Pass me a wing. And how do you feel about, are you tough on crime? That's
but
crazy.
He basically, I think that he is just totally pissed off that he got COVID from Trump.
Oh.
Literally, it's just a suicide run, you know, a metaphorical suicide run, folks. It's
yeah.
not literally.
I don't understand, because Stormy Daniels got stuff from him, too. she's not that upset. Yeah, she got, what, $100,000 from him? Allegedly.
$120 or something.
Allegedly.
Like that. Allegedly.
I don't want to get sued. I just don't. I don't. There's no gag order on me, though. I'll tell you that.
It's like $10,000 per eighth of an inch or something like that. I have no idea what the legal it's, mathematics were. No idea.
It truly
it's
was.
It's all just awful.
It truly was. It's. I give it. It's a hundred. It's. It's $100,000 an inch. So I give her $120,000.
It's all awful. All over the world, all the leaders are all just awful fucking people.
Oh, my God. Everybody.
The dictators are awful. The Western, you know, liberal democracies are awful. Yeah. It's just, you know, England, every other week they've got a new, you know, chowder head running the show. But,
yeah.
Oh, God, the only thing I'm going for him is the accent. And it's like, oh, he doesn't sound like the douchebag that he is.
Well, even in, I mean, we got a lot of people from Canada. And, you know, Justin Trudeau, he's losing confidence. And it's like the Liberal Party is just a fucking mess. And the Conservatives. But I love the way, everybody's like, there's no decorum anymore with the United States Congress. People calling each other lies or booing and stuff like that. But here's the thing. In Parliament, in the UK, and in the Canadian Parliament, they basically call each other assholes and boo the whole fucking time.
Oh,
and,
yeah. They sit down. Like the Prime Minister's minutes. Yeah. You get to hear a lot. But whenever people like lament about, oh, God, how things are terrible now, I'm like, what the fuck? The run-up to the Civil War, Preston Brooks from South Carolina is a congressman. He beat the shit out of Sumner.
Sumner
from Massachusetts with a cane.
Yeah.
And he crippled him. He totally beat his head in. And that's why he's got a tunnel named after him. He got his head smashed in with a cane, with a brass top or something like that. Like, oh my God,
maybe
that is.
I'm not saying we should.
Clearly.
I'm not saying we should go back to it. I'm just saying that if presidential debates were handled in a UFC, like if Joe Rogan,
for the record, for the record, I'm not saying we go back to that. Right? I just think that's how shitty. And then, like in the 50s, I think some Puerto Rican nationalists actually invaded the house and shot up, you know.
Well, we don't want that.
Shot some people.
Jesus, no.
No. I know, but I'm just saying, like there's been all kinds of, like, crazy shit that has happened.
So yeah.
People are like, oh, things are worse now than ever been before. I'm like, no, they aren't.
No.
I mean, there's just, number one, you get to see all the dinkweeds, you know, because there's cameras everywhere. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, oh,
yeah.
God.
And it's like that
was kind of like everything, like all the stupid stuff that used to be, like, you know, like urban legendy kind of stuff, you know, or you know, you gotta hear this story. Now there's like a videotape of it.
Right.
Oh my God, everything is awful. And there's a website called Everything Is Terrible.
By the way,
so look that one up.
Like 20 years ago, you'd be like, do you know Jim Jordan bit the head off a chicken and he drinks children's blood? And you're like, that's not true. And now you see this guy on TikTok reviewing the video. It's like Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and Jim Jordan, they were all drinking blood on an island. They go, that's not true. Meanwhile, they're like, show TikTok. But it's funny, like you say, the dictators of the world, they're all total bad people. And now the Western leaders are bad people. And my running joke on the trolley in October, I was like, I'm not going to be part of TikTok because I don't like Chinese surveillance. And then I'm like, you know, the Chinese are going to watch all these TikTok videos. And after half an hour, they're like, fuck it. I don't want that country either.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Xi declared himself leader for life. I'm like, yeah, that's really an uncool thing. The leader for life.
No. Good. Oh, think about it, Greg. Think about it. If you could call yourself leader forever, would you do it?
I would not.
No.
it sounds too Jim Jonesy for me.
You mean Alex Jones?
Alex,
I'm not going to wear a tinfoil hat, but I got one in the closet.
I have a tinfoil trilby.
So, Greg, let's do this on that note, because I don't want to get canceled. So let's take our second break. You're going to hang out through the break, and we come back. I created a special little game for you, because I know you're the political guy. You know about this. We're having some fun. And for the people listening at home, it's one of these things where, and I was talking to Greg about this before we take the break. I said, and during the pre-show, I said, it's so hard to talk politics and not get personal. So that's why we're firing everybody. I was going to say something about the Clintons, but I don't know if they're listening, so I'm not taking any chances. allegedly.
Big fan.
All right.
Big fan of the show, Chelsea.
So we're going to take our second break. We come back, we're going to play a little game with Greg Bogus. Folks, you're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
From 1951 to 1992, saxophone usage in songs was 9 out of 10. However, modern-day songs featuring saxophones have decreased 87%. Because of this, most of today's saxophones have been abandoned and even homeless. At the United Saxophone Usage of America, we provide songs for saxophones. For just pennies a day, you can help these instruments desperately in need. Meet Kenny. Falling on tough times, he was forced to perform in adult films. Thanks to your contributions, he is now playing for the Robin Kowalski Middle School's rendition of Grease. Our mission at USUA is to get saxophone usage back to what it was over 2 decades ago. Please give to the United Saxophone Usage of America, because we could all use a little more sax.
Hi, this is President Joe Biden, and if you don't listen to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, you ain't funny. Not a joke. Not a joke, folks.
That was fucked up. I pressed the wrong button for the whole thing. So, folks, you are still listening to me, Mark Scalia, and Greg Bogus, the Radio Irregardless political correspondent, and follow him on social media. On Facebook, he's at Greg Bogus, G-R-E-G, Bogus, B-O-G-G-I-S, and follow him on Instagram. He's at Bogus News. What are you posting on Instagram?
Instagram, I just usually post vaguely artistic dick pics. me and a Speedo. No, it's mostly just my comedy stuff.
Xi Jinping following you.
Oh, man. Mostly just my comedy gigs. So it's kind of like, that's kind of like my board for that. My Facebook, I don't really do much political stuff. I do kind of some pop culture and arts and stuff like that. And then Twitter, I just, you know, drag Matt Gaetz all day. So it's not even worth following me on Twitter. But what is it called? X now, whatever the hell.
Yeah, that, which I don't, you know, lunatic. Something people are still going to call it Twitter. It's not X.
It's the dumbest thing in the world. I have no idea why you're, it was like, you know, fucking with the Coke recipe. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he'll change it back. He'll call it. Actually, did you know what the bird's name?
Mr. Beaky?
No. The bird from Twitter actually had a name, and why did I forget the name? It's not Tweety Bird. It's
Hiram. Sniffy. Punchy.
The bird's name is X.
Three toes.
Bird's name is X.
Big Bird X.
His name is Big. What? Big Bird. His whole name. Big Bird.
Oh, Big Bird.
Hi, bird.
Jesus. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's
nice. Snuffleupagus impression. Yeah. Snuffleupagus. Snuffleupagus.
He's like, oh, he's totally real. And then he shows up. How do you hide a 4-ton woolly mammoth on Sesame Street? How do you hide that shit? I don't know where he went.
There's a lot of acid on stage, bro.
You're the political correspondent here at Radio Regardless. I decided I was going to play a game. Now, I wrote the game especially today, especially for you, just today. And I created a new theme song, and you're going to love it. Now, normally I would call the game Tom, Dick, and Harry, but today's supposed to be special political Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Any Tom, Dick, or okay. Harry. Any Tom, Harry, or Dick.
Boom. There you go.
Nice.
So, the expression, I don't know if you know this, the expression Tom, Dick, and Harry is known as a tricolon. This rhetorical device is often involves names that are listed in ascending syllable length. For example, tall, dark, handsome has three words, two of which have one syllable. The last one has two syllables, like hook, line, and sinker has the same structure. A little bit of trivia. In 1835, Charles Darwin brought back three Galapagos Island tortoises and named them Tom, Dick, and Harry. However, Harry was a female. I wouldn't know the difference. He goes, when it was discovered, her name was changed to Harriet. She lived in captivity in Australia until she died in 2006. She was 175 years old. But they couldn't figure out it was a girl. How do you know it's age and you don't know? Anyway. And this is another little known fact. Three of the main characters in The Third Rock from the Sun were called Tommy, Dick, and Harry Solomon. They were portrayed by Joseph Gordon-Levy, John Lithgow, and Fred Stewart. But they were Tommy, like Tom, Dick, and Harry. Little bit of fun.
Really?
Yeah, little bit of fun.
Yeah, you don't hear that as much anymore, Tom, Dick, and Harry.
No, nobody says, well.
And of course, and we used to always joke when I was a kid. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Somebody's dick and somebody.
Yeah, Tom's dick is Harry. I still have all those jokes in my head.
Well, they're still good. You got to bring it back. So the way we're going to play political Tom, Dick, and Harry is I'm going to tell you a famous item that a famous political Tom, Dick, or Harry is famous for.
Okay.
So here's the example.
Okay.
Right off the bat, you're going to get this one easy. If I said Watergate.
Dick Nixon.
Yes, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
I could have given a more right answer.
You got a right answer.
And Richard Milhouse. Richard,
and I'll tell you this, I got a Trump right and I got a Biden right.
You got one right.
All right, so you get the first one right.
Americans need to know whether their president is a crook.
I'm not a crook. Yeah. So I've got the chat live. So here's what you're going to do. If people want to chat in, because I can see it chat right on screen, which is actually very cool. If you get it right, I'm going to give you the answer. I'll give you the correct sound like I just did. And if people can chat in, they can certainly put it in the chat. They may beat you, but I don't know because there's a delay between us and Facebook. So that's the first one. So you got Watergate pretty easy. That was super easy. How about this one? This one's a little trickier. If I said the buck stops here.
Harry Truman.
I could have given a more right answer.
That's correct. You got that one right, too. If I said the Declaration of Independence.
Thomas Jefferson.
You got one right.
Very good. If I said the Supreme Court.
Harry Blackmun. That's B-L-A-C-K-M-U-N, Harry Blackmun.
No.
Well, yes, oh. There's a Harry Blackmun.
Oh, my God. I thought you were fucking with me because I have a different answer.
Look it up. Okay, so Harry Blackman or...
I thought you said Harry Blackman.
No, but, Harry Blackman, M-U-N. He was in the 60s, right, 60s and 70s.
I didn't 80s. Know that, but I was thinking more recently, and this is why I'm laughing, because my answer is Clarence Thomas.
No. Oh, my God, that is...
Wow.
That is really...
Wow. How about this one?
No, that's wrong.
Oh, hold on.
That's perfect. I love it. We got political humor.
From 1970 to 1994.
That's Harry Blackman?
Harry Blackman.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you.
He was one of the ones that was on the Roe v. Wade decision.
Oh.
Which most people don't know, but that was a decision made by Republicans. The majority opinion handed down for Roe v. Wade was Republican justices.
Nice.
Now, people know that. They don't, but they should.
So I'm gonna count that one as wrong because, first of all, it's funny because it was not the answer I have, but it was kind of the answer I had. Never mind. We're going to move on. How about former...
Harry Blackman.
How about former Majority Leader of the Senate from Nevada?
Oh, Harry Reid.
You got one right.
Got that right.
Dick Gephardt. Yeah. Oh, actually, Dick Gephardt was in the House.
Okay.
Yes.
This one's Harry a gimme. Reed. 46th Vice President of the United States.
Oh, he shot a man in the face.
He did.
Just to see him sleep.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him sleep.
Richard Dick Cheney.
That's right. You know the funny thing? That is, first of all, let me give you the answer.
I could have given a more right answer.
That's right. But I will tell you this. There was a long time where I started going, when Bush was in office, and I was doing my impression of Dick Cheney. I go, you'd like to be president, wouldn't you, George? Wouldn't you like to be president? Get yourself a brand new house, maybe a car, go on some vacations. I could do that for you.
Mr. Potter.
I know, but Mr. Potter was like Dick Cheney. He was like, come on, George. You'd love to be.
Who was the business guy in The Big Lebowski? That's kind of his voice, too. He kind of had that character voice, too.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, in the wheelchair. Yeah, in the wheelchair.
I don't know.
The Big Lebowski.
See, now I have to Google it.
Speaking of names, Scalia. The judge that died on a fucking junket.
Yes.
Right? Speaking of, he was out shooting, and he died. He died in his sleep probably after.
Go ahead.
That's it. I have no punchline.
Judge Scalia.
Probably smoked a big fat cigar, ate a half a rack of lamb or something like that.
Probably did. I know I would.
Went to bed and his heart choked him to death. Good night. Good night.
Good night, everybody. So we're going to take our third break, and when we come back from break, during the break, I'm going to do the math and figure out, pretty easy to figure out. I think Greg did it, but we'll check it out. When we come back, we're going to find out what Greg's got to over the next couple of weeks. You're listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And folks, I just need to do one quick thing. Is it there?
We may need a competency evaluation.
I know, you know what it is? I got to produce. It's like the mouse is working, but the keyboard isn't. I don't know what's going on. But I tabulated the scores, and essentially, with the one exception of Clarence Thomas, which that was a miscommunication on my end.
Still the right answer.
It was still the right answer.
It's still the right
so
answer.
So you get, wait a minute, where the fuck is it? Because the iPod's
plugged
in.
Do I get a gift card?
No, hold on. Wait a minute.
Like a gift card to Amazing.
What is it? Is it
right? Okay, you the San Francisco win. Treat.
Motherfucker. Okay, here you go. There you go. I found it.
You win.
You know, I was looking for the wrong one. I was looking for the Willy Wonka, but that's you lose. That's the whole thing. So, Greg.
Right. Clarence Thomas did have a pube on the hair. Coke can thing. Remember? Remember? So that all. It all comes back.
Hey, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So before we let you go, Greg, a couple things. First, thanks for being part of the political show. We do have an election coming up, and everybody's like, go out and vote, go out and vote. And a lot of people are doing no votes and yes votes and right and wrongs and whatever.
If you're a dummy, don't vote.
If you're a dummy.
If you're a dope. You're a cement head.
Oh,
don't vote. That's my advice.
You know what I did? I didn't play this because this was one of my favorite Kamala Harris quotes. I didn't play, but this is it.
Oh, my.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Jesus.
Oh, my.
That is why we put them in dormitories.
Yeah, they do.
And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Because she's resident
anyway.
But yeah, she actually said that. And then she's like, oh, yeah, we need the young people to go out and vote. I'm like, you just shit the fuck all over. What is wrong with you?
We need you dopey mofos to vote. Woo.
So if you are smart, not only will you vote, but you all see Greg Bogus somewhere playing. Where are you playing anytime soon that these folks can check you out, or if they go to websites or follow you on Instagram? And it goes, of course,
Saturday.
Follow him on Instagram on Bogus News, BOGGISNEWS on Instagram, and Greg Bogus on Facebook. So where are you going to be so they can go see you?
I'm going to be at Wicked Funny Comedy Club, which is at the China Blossom in North Andover. So great Chinese food, and then you get to see me and Rob Steen and Dave Russo. It's going to be It's going to be a hyper intensive night of comedy. Then I'm gone for a week to North Carolina for some family stuff, but I'm going to try to hit up a comedy club or two while I'm down there.
Definitely.
And then I'll be in Chunky's in Manchester on the 17th, 18th. And then Chunky's in Nashua on the 25th. And then the 30th, I'll be at the Luna Theater in lovely Lowell, Massachusetts, at that Mill No. 5 with Frank Santarelli, Peter Liu, and Ryan Ellington.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
And do you have through Instagram you promote your gigs so people can follow you that way
as well? It is, yeah.
All right. Yep. So they can do that as well.
Yes, tell them Mark sent you.
Yes. So, Greg, thanks for being part of the show, as always. It's always great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
And we'll definitely bump into each other, I would say, after I'm Scrooge. I'm sure there's a ski lodge that'll have us someday soon.
I got to come down and see you, Scrooge.
Yeah.
I'm made up my mind.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, man. It really is.
Yeah. And if you get a chance, go see the Scrooge, the Christmas Carol at the center. What the hell is the theater in Manchester? The big theater. It's it's not the Capitol Center that's Concord. It's the, oh crap. Anyways, it's the big theater in Manchester that does the Scrooge.
Oh.
God, that's a terrible, but it's a very, very good, it's an incredibly good production.
I have 2 days because we have three Scrooges, myself and two others. And then, of course, the guy who originally did it, he probably will do maybe one show for his family. But I actually have like Mondays and Tuesdays off, or Tuesdays and Wednesdays off. I'm not sure, but I actually get to have days off now when I didn't have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't have days off at all. It would be like every night I was, you know, doing shows. Oh, the Palace Theater, the Palace.
But they run it quite a bit, so you might be able to, you might be, you know, they do matinees and stuff like that, and it's incredibly good production.
Well, I appreciate that. I think, I'm cool. Hopefully at some point I'll get to the point where I'm just like, okay, well, I'll do what I want to do. But
right.
But man, thanks again for being part of the show, and we'll touch base very soon. If I don't see you, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy New Year, and I'm sure I'll see you at a ski resort in the winter. No doubt.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye. That was Greg Bogus, everybody. Oh, my God. Getting miscommunication. So, folks, that's been the political show. Let me tell you what I got going on this coming weekend. Let's see. Look at the old clock. Oh, really? I'm not working this weekend. Oh, finally, I got a weekend off. But next weekend, Friday, November 10th, I will be at the Kowloon Comedy in Saugus, Mass. And then Saturday, November 11th, I will be at the Strand in Dover, New Hampshire. I believe that's with Steve Sweeney. I'm almost positive that's Steve Sweeney. We're going to have some fun up there, too. So, folks, if you're in the neighborhood, come visit. That'd be great to see you. Always go to my website, markscalia.com. Check it out for local shows, live shows. Go to podbean.com for previous episodes. To be a sponsor, guest, leave a question or comment, radioregardless@gmail.com. You can always call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Next show will be November 22nd, the Thanksgiving show. We'll see you then.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.